Hey, thanks for holding. My name is Charlie. Am I speaking with the owner of Vision 7?
I'm his secretary.
Oh, gotcha. And what's your name?
Jody.
Jody, it's nice to meet you. How are you doing today?
I'm good. How are you?
I'm doing fantastic. Thank you for asking. I know you were speaking to my mapping coordinator, Pearl, about the first page placements of Google. Did you have any questions
yes.
on how the service worked for you or anything like that?
Not really. I just
okay.
was asking her on the pricing part of it. I know that when, like, someone Googles it in this mile radius, that his name will be the first one that pops up, correct?
So it won't be the absolute first one, and that's the thing, Jody, is I want you to be very careful for. If somebody ever tells you, hey, I can get you the first spot of Google, they're absolutely lying. It
yeah.
doesn't work that way. So I just want to be sure. It's
okay.
going to be the first page of Google. Yes, ma'am.
Okay, so that's what I was concerned, because that's what someone told me. I have a hair salon.
Okay.
And so someone told me that, and so that's why my husband, he's having me to be the secretary on this, because
okay.
we've gotten messed up on this
okay.
Before. And
okay.
Google told me that they would let me be the first salon that popped up, and then people still can't get my address correct.
Mm.
So that's where I was a little he's
weary.
A little weary, but he wants to do it, but
okay.
he wants to make sure that it's being – you know, true and honest.
100%.
You know.
And that's where, so for me, I just lay all the cards out on the table at the end of the day. I got nothing to hide,
right.
and that's why I told you up front, I'm a straight shooter. I'm not going to beat around the bush for you guys. Because
great.
At the end of the day, it's your guys' advertising dollars, and I want you guys to have recurring income from those advertising dollars going out. My dad's been a small business
right.
owner for 25 years, so I understand where you're coming from.
Yeah. right.
And,
right.
and I always tell him too, he asks me questions and I'm like, no, don't do that.
yeah.
So
that's a red flag.
yeah. So if anybody, and the thing is too is, if anybody calls you saying that they're Google, that's another red flag. So Google's never going to reach out
okay.
to you directly. Okay. So there's called
okay.
Google Channel Partners. We're one of those. So there's a handful of us
okay.
in the country that deals with, like, smaller companies, from, like, anybody from, like, a one-man crew to maybe, like, a 20-man crew. But Google
yeah.
usually facilitates their bigger book of business from, like, the Nikes, the Coca-Colas, the Johnson's Controls of the world. That's who they deal with. Their Google partners usually deal with the small mom-and-pop shops that are still trying to get facilitated on Google, and that's where we really brand ourselves as well. So we're Local Splash,
okay.
but we are a Google partner. So this is the closest deal that you will get to somebody to speak with you on the phone that has to deal with your Google listing. Like I said, Google will never
okay.
reach out to you personally like this. So
okay.
as of
okay.
right now, I do see that you guys already have a Google business profile, though. It's Vision 7 Exterior Installations. Is that correct?
Yes.
Okay. And you guys already have it. You guys have 4-star ratings with 4 Google reviews, which is good. You guys don't have a website at the moment, correct? Or do you guys have one?
Correct. He just uses Facebook most of the time.
Perfect. Okay. And this is where I kind of wanted to go into that with you. We do what's called a paired service. Now, it's to ensure that you guys are being seen all the time and for your customers. We run a paired
right.
service where anybody that searches your service on Google and they don't necessarily buy will retarget them on Facebook. So have you ever done a search for, like, a new tool, or maybe in this case, like, a new purse or something like that? You start seeing that
right.
thing pop up all over the place.
yeah.
The running joke is, like, they're listening to us or they're watching us, right?
right?
That's called
right.
a retargeting campaign. So we want Vision 7
okay.
to always pop up in specific cities and areas that, you know, your husband or you would like to find those jobs in. And, again, those
right.
are just click to call directly to you. Okay, and that's how
okay.
the service works
okay.
for you. So for the pricing points, it never changes for you. It's always set at a flat rate. So we don't charge
okay.
per lead, per call, per click, per job. We do not take a commission when you guys close your jobs at all. Okay?
Okay.
So whether you guys get 10 jobs or you guys get 100 jobs, at the end of the day, it's always going to stay at that flat rate. Now, my mapping coordinator, Pearl, she did want to give you what's called an established business credit. You guys have been in business for about 5 years now. So I'm going to give you that. It's a price reduction for you. So typically, if you were to go to our website, which is localsplash.com, you would probably pay north of $599 for the service alone. With that being said, I'm going to give you guys that price reduction all the way down to just $249 month to month. So it's over a 50% discount there. That price never changes for you.
How long will this price be?
That price never changes for you. So you'll have that price for as long as you're in service with us. You'll always keep that price. Okay. Now there is a one-time setup fee of just $99. So the first month is $348, but the month-to-month after that is $249, no contract. $249. Yes.
Okay. No contract. No contract, so he can stop this whenever he wants.
Or pause it,
if he wants to.
Yeah, or if you guys go on vacation or anything like that, you guys can call us 3 days before the next billing cycle is due and pause it. That way you guys don't get charged for that month that you guys are out on vacation or anything like that as well. So it's very flexible to you guys. And then when you guys come back, you can just guys can call us and we can start it back up again as well. Okay?
Okay.
Now, we do ask for a two-month verbal agreement, but I say this to all my clients, Jody, it's still a month-to-month. So there's no early termination fees. There's no pause or cancellation penalties of any sort. If you ever felt like you guys were not getting the premium service here, you guys can cancel at any time. Just give us 3 business days before your next billing cycle is due. We do not wipe you off of Google or Facebook. You guys will still keep those. The only thing that we will stop is the programming itself. Okay?
Okay.
Okay. Now, once we do find a company, we do close it out. Because we are a Google channel partner, they only allow us to work with one company per industry, per area. So we can't work with your competitors. So you won't share your position with anybody at the same time. You won't share your customers because they're going to be contacting you directly. It's not coming through an app or anything like that, okay?
Okay. And so this is helping because, like, y'all are not helping another person that does decks and windows and all of that.
Right, we can't. Yeah, we don't like to compete against ourselves.
We want to
make sure that you're getting the premium service at the end of the day because your success is our success, right? That's how we've been able to stay in business for 19 years here.
Right, absolutely.
Okay. Now, with this being an exclusive listing, I'm sure you'd like to take advantage of it. That way we can help you guys get on that first page placements of Google and then also to help you guys build out that website as well, right?
Yes. Now, would you help him build a website?
Honestly, we would actually build it for him. So the only thing that he would do is...
So he would have to, what would he have to do? Send you the pictures or stuff of his work?
Yeah, so pictures, before and afters, and then we actually create the content for him. We host it, we manage it, and then we facilitate that onto the Google listing itself. And then, what was I going to say?
I'm sorry.
No, it's okay. I just went blank. Oh, okay. I was going to say, if you guys want any changes, a lot of companies, what they'll do is when they, don't be sorry. It's okay. I just had a brain fart. a lot of companies, what they'll do is they'll build you a website or they'll help you build a website. They'll just tell you what to do. But if you want any changes or anything, they actually charge you per change on the website. We do not do that.
Okay.
So you will always just pay the $249 month to month. The website's included. Mm-hmm. If you guys want us to add a page, if you guys want us to change something, you want to add something, take something off, please let us know. That's our job. We're not going to charge you guys extra. It falls within that pricing structure there. Okay? And then... So for the Vision 7, I have it on the Google listing as exterior installations, correct?
Yeah, but I'm going to ask you this. He has been wanting to change it. And the reason why I say change it is because he's thinking about he wants to do, I don't know, I don't know that he should do home, because he does do homes, but he would do commercial also. But,
okay.
You know, when someone tops in, nobody tops in interior exhalation. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So if it's going to pull up better, if he does home repairs, uh-huh. or, you know, whatever a better word is, maybe y'all can help with that.
Yeah.
To pull up, because he does inside and outside.
Okay.
So if
okay.
he has the exterior, then that's going to make them think, oh, well, he's only outside.
So this is a cool thing with Google, is you don't have to change your name, but we can program you guys for interior work as well.
Okay, great.
Yeah, so if somebody
types
in, like, bathroom remodeling, we can still have Vision 7 exterior installations on there. And then just for example, because it's interior, and then they can just contact you directly. You'll probably still get, hey, I saw you guys on Google. Do you guys do remodeling? And you probably would be like, we absolutely do.
Yes,
you might get that question, but you guys will definitely
be
programmed for the interior stuff. No problem. Okay.
Okay.
And then are you guys still operating out of the 525 Highway 78?
Yes.
Okay. And then I just want to be clear, the zip code is still the 35148.
The zip code is 35148 at your work? Yes, it is.
Okay, perfect. And then
For
the business phone number, I know you guys still, you have it on your Google business profile. I just want to be sure that this is the same one you guys want to keep.
It's the right one.
Okay, it's the 205-215-4155?
Yes, sir, that's it.
Perfect. Okay. Is that a good number for us to call for updates and everything like that? Okay. Is that going to call you?
Yes, that is his number. No, that is his number.
Okay. It's his number.
Like, that's what I'm talking to you on right now.
Okay. And so I'm obviously going to put
you
on the count.
You can add me if you need to. Yeah.
I'm definitely going to do it, because I'm sure he's going to be like, talk to my wife about this one. I know that's how I am with my wife too. I'm like, here, you take it. Okay,
exactly.
So now my question for this then is going to be, for the personal information to put on here, do you just want me to put you as the primary for us to always contact you, or do you want us to put him as the primary and us to just contact him?
Do you want me to put me as the primary contact over this, or are you okay if you do it? He don't do his phone good. I'm just being honest. So he says to put him, but can you add me?
Yeah, absolutely.
Or does it only have one number? Okay.
No, I'm going to put both on there. I'm going to put your number and I'm going to put his number. So, and I'm going to put in the notes, if Joey doesn't answer, call Jody, his wife.
And then my number. Yeah.
Yeah. And then what is your number? I'm going to put it. Yep.
Okay, it's 205-275-6688.
Okay, perfect. I'm going to put that here as well. 205-275. Okay, and then what's your guys' last name?
O'Neill. It's O-N-E-I-L-L.
O-N-E-I-L-L. No apostrophe?
Yes. It does, but it's apostrophe, N-E-I-L-L. Yeah, that's hard, so I don't ever do that.
You just put the regular, okay. I just know because I've seen that name before, you know, on basketball players when growing up. I've seen those, and I'm like, okay. So when I saw it, I was like,
yes.
I wonder if they spell it the same. So, okay.
Now
so
my son is a basketball player, and he's
is he?
When he grows up, he might. No,
there you go. I'll look for him.
That's right.
Awesome. So everything is going to be sent to you guys in writing, paid invoices. It's going to be a tax write-off at the end of the day. So I am going to send a business receipt to you guys for the email itself. do you want me to send it to Joey's email, or do you want to send it to your
email? It's the vision. Is the email the vision.7 installation? Is that the one that you have? Hello?
Yes. Oh, you were talking to me. I thought you were talking to your husband. I'm so sorry.
I'm sorry. I was talking to you. I just wanted to make sure that was the address, the email address you had on file.
I do not have an email address on file, so I was wondering what you would like to put here.
Okay. I'm going to put your email, Joey. Okay. Okay. I'm going to put his.
Okay.
Just because he checks his quicker than I check mine.
Okay, no problem. And
And tell me what the email is going to say so I can tell him, hey, when you see this pop up, this is an invoice.
Yeah, so it'll say, welcome to Local Splash. Here's a copy of your invoice.
Local Splash.
It'll have
Local
the...
Local Splash.
He'll actually get three emails from us. One is going to have the full breakdown, and then the other one is going to set him up for when we do our onboarding call, where he's going to be able to send in the pictures for us to build the website out.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay, great. Great. Okay, so his email is vision, V-I-S-I-O-N, dot 7.
7 the number or spelled out?
Yes. The number. Yes.
Okay.
And it's installation, I-N-S-T-A-L-L-A-T-I-O-N. It's not got an S, right? Okay, yes, that's right. And it's at gmail.com.
At gmail. Okay, let me see here. Perfect. Okay. And then you guys are Central Time, correct?
Yes, we are Central.
Right there in Alabama.
Yes.
My buddy just actually moved there. I don't know what
but
I know he moved. I have actually two buddies that moved there. One moved from Pennsylvania to Alabama. The other moved from California to Alabama. His wife is going to be like a nurse that went into nursing school there. So,
that's awesome.
I like it so far.
Different. It's very different. I was going to say from Pennsylvania and California. Wow.
Yeah.
A little bit of a culture shock.
For sure, too, and the weather is way different because in California you don't typically get seasons, but in Pennsylvania you'll get hot and cold. But I'm sure in Alabama you get all the seasons, right? You guys are kind of like
Texas. That's exactly right.
Yeah,
it might just be for a couple of weeks, but you're gonna get all of them.
You're gonna get all, awesome. Yeah, my dad lives in Washington State, so. Come October, November, my wife likes to fly up there for Thanksgiving because it's fall.
Yeah.
So everything is starting to just like, it's
and
all
it's so
yellow
pretty.
And orange.
Yeah.
And yeah, like I've never seen this before. Because in California, it's just green or it's dead.
Dead.
What is it?
Right.
What is the
there's
other?
No in-between.
No, nothing. Absolutely. Okay. So, I see that you guys had the Google Business Profile, like I said. Now, the operation hours, it does say from 8 a.m. to 5 p.m. That is correct still?
Yes. He's
Monday
8 a.m. to 5 p.m.
Monday,
yes, Monday through Friday.
Saturday is going to be 8 a.m. to 12 p.m. Sundays are going to be closed.
That is correct.
Okay. Now, next question. For the service areas that you guys want to target, do you guys just go into a mile radius and you don't mind who calls you, or do you guys want to be found in specific cities, zip codes, or counties?
He wants to, from where his business address, he wants to come to Jasper, of course, that way, and then he wants, which is 355-01-04. He wants to target that too. But if I was thinking of like a 25, he doesn't care. It's just like a 25 mile radius from where his business is in a circle four.
Okay. Perfect. I'll do that then.
He wants to be in 35068 also.
Okay.
That's Fultondale, Gardendale area.
Fultondale and Gardendale area.
That's why I said 25-mile radius from your thing. It'll get them. It'll get you there.
Perfect. Okay. I'll put both in there, okay? So it's okay. I'll put the 25-mile radius for my tech team, and then I'll also say would like to also just make sure that we hit these zip codes and these cities. So I'll put the Jasper in there,
okay.
And then I'll put the zip code in there as well, because I want to make sure that you guys are going to find the work in those specific areas and target that zip code.
Right.
And that'll be pretty hard for you guys there, okay?
Yeah. You know, nobody lets you, put the signs up anymore. That's out of date. Nobody wants no sign in their yard or...
Yeah, no, absolutely. Well, I always tell, because I always have a conversation with my wife about these things, and I'm like, how many people, because, you know, there's still billboards out there, and I'm like,
yeah,
these billboards, they cost, a lot of money. And then I asked my wife, I was like, how many times do you see a billboard? She's like, I don't know. And I was like, well, how many times do you see people driving on the freeway on their phone? She's like, a lot. I'm like, yeah. So even when people
exactly.
are driving, they're on their, I mean, they're not supposed
That's
to.
That's what
be,
I
but.
Told my husband today, because he was, this is crazy as y'all called today. We were discussing this. And I said, it's on the phone. That's like, this is how it is now. This
That's
is
it.
The society we're in. It's on the phone. They can't even get off their phone to drive down the road.
Yeah,
so,
and I mean, just like in your guys' 25-mile radius, I mean, just to kind of give you a little perspective on just one deal, like just remodeling, bathroom remodeling itself, you've had 1,234 people in the last 30 days who have searched for it. So, I mean,
wow.
And that's on Google in your guys' area. So,
what about,
you know,
can you tell me this, though? What about decks? Because that's what a lot of his is. He doesn't do bathrooms.
Okay.
He doesn't do bathrooms. I know. I told him. But, yeah, I probably need to tell you that, too. He doesn't like bathrooms. He really just does flooring and paint on the inside.
Perfect.
And you don't do kitchen. He wants decks and windows, fencing, siding, metal roofs only. He does gutters. Yeah. So
Ooh,
I probably
nice.
Need to, tell you all of this, you know.
No. Yeah, absolutely. Also, too, my tech team was going to go over this with you, but I'm going to let them know ahead of time as well. Gutters, question on the gutters. Are you guys doing installs, or are you guys doing repairs as well as cleaning? Or all of them?
Okay, hold on. Joey, just installs. You don't do repairs to gutters and cleaning, right?
No.
It's just installs.
Installs. That's a big one. Okay.
I know.
Perfect. I just want to make sure, because at the end of the day, look, like I said, this is something that's going to benefit you guys and your company and being placed there. The last thing I want is somebody to call you and
right.
say, like, hey, can you come and clean my gutters? And Joey's like, I don't clean gutters. Why am I receiving
right.
this call? So
right,
it's
right,
super
right.
frustrating,
Absolutely.
Especially when you're paying for advertising dollars and you're getting the calls, but you're getting the wrong calls. You're like, man, if I was just...
Right.
programmed correctly. So I
right.
want to make sure.
That's
and then
right.
decks, you guys are doing installs as well. Are you
yes,
guys
he does,
staining
he does,
the decks?
Yes. They stain them also.
Perfect. Okay.
And, you know, like when they, if they have a deck, they tear down decks. So.
Okay.
I know
so,
that's,
demolition.
You know, that's all included. Yes. They will do that also. You know,
okay.
some people don't, they want to tear theirs down to save that money, but then some people are like, I need mine tore down, you know.
Yeah, we got to rebuild it. There's a whole half
right.
of it missing.
Right. So they do, I just, you know, I want to make sure they do know, you know, which I think pretty much everybody does know that they will take down the old decks, but just
right.
so that they
just
don't have to do that specific.
be prepared for it. You know, it's good. Yeah. A lot of people will call too if they're doing deck installs. They'll call you and they'll be like, "Hey, I want to rebuild my deck. Are you able to take this one down?" And then you'll be able to have
right.
that conversation with that
yes.
customer. Yeah. Okay.
Right.
Perfect.
Right.
So I got decks, installs, demo. I got flooring, painting, windows, siding, gutters. Am I missing anything for you? Metal
and
roofing,
fencing.
You said, right?
Yes. And metal roof, yes.
Fencing and metal roof.
Yes.
Now, for the fencing, are you guys doing all types of fence, wrought iron fence, chain link
yes.
fence, wood fence?
All the types of fence, yes.
Okay, perfect. I'm just going to put all. Okay. Now, once we do secure the listing here, I am going to send you the copy of your invoice. I'm also going to send you a text message to your phone, and then I'm
okay.
going to send everything to the email to his email address, so both of you get it. Does that make sense?
Okay. Yes.
Okay. So to secure the first month's payment here, Jody, I mean, what are you guys going to secure that listing with? Are you guys going to use a business credit card? Are you guys going to use a debit card?
Yeah, he's going to probably want to use his business card.
Okay. And on the business card, does it just have, like, Vision 7 exterior installation on there?
It says Joseph O'Neill, and it says doing business as, yes, Vision 7.
Okay.
I told him that, but he said, he's talking about your Google thing. He said that that's not going to affect you. This is still going to pull up because of the services you offer. So it doesn't matter about what you're doing. I was telling him about the name. He's asking me about the name.
Oh, okay.
Thing.
Yeah.
So I was
yeah.
telling him it goes off what he does, not the name.
It goes off of the programming. Yeah. I mean, you could have your name
right.
as like the outdoorsman, but if you're being programmed for interior painters, you'll still
right.
pop up and
so
people
it's not
going to
go, you know,
you.
Yeah.
yeah.
Yeah, he kind of gets stuck on that. I'm like, it's about your name. Like, my salon name is Sweet Mercy, but everybody mostly knows in our area, Sweet Mercy is a hair salon. You
yeah.
know, but, you know, I was trying to tell him that, but sometimes he doesn't listen to me. So.
Yeah. How long have you guys been married?
17 years.
Oh wow! What I
yeah.
that is awesome. Congratulations on that.
Yeah.
I know that's not
yes,
easy. So I just got
well,
married this
hey,
year. So you got to start somewhere.
Oh wow! Well, you'll do great, and it's a wonderful gift. So
yeah.
that's what I tell everybody. If it's done right, it's a wonderful gift.
It's the gift that keeps giving.
That's right. Where is your wallet? Son, I told you about your shoes. I'm sorry.
It's okay.
You cannot. Okay, let me go back out here. I'm sorry. I'm
no
going
worries.
Out to the truck to get
oh, okay.
the wallet, but I didn't
okay.
see it. So I came back in, and it's not in there either, so I'm going back out here again.
My wife says the same thing. She's like, if you just put it in the same spot that you always put it in,
yeah,
you'll never have
to never have
it.
To worry about where it's at.
Yeah.
That's exactly right.
She tells me that
with the car. That is exactly
keys,
right.
So.
Okay, here we go.
For the billing address
okay, I have
the
card now.
Okay. For
the
billing
address,
address
on the card?
Yeah.
It is 35062.
Okay, give me a sec here. Let me change this. So the address that you gave me before, that's going to be the business address? That's going to be the office?
That is the business, yes. That is the business off address, but his card number is connected to our home address.
Okay, and then it was, what was the address again?
35062.
Okay. Is that the zip code or is that the street address?
Oh, I'm sorry. That is the zip code.
Okay,
let me give you the street address.
It's okay.
The street address for our house where his card is 142
mm-hmm.
Sunny's, Sonnys,
mm-hmm.
Lane,
mm-hmm.
Lane, And it's Dora, Alabama, and then 35062.
Okay. Let me see here. 142 Sunny Lane, Dora, Alabama, 35062.
Yes.
Okay. Let me make the changes here for you really quickly. Okay. Dora Lane, Alabama. Okay. And then I'm just going to change that for you and include the website for you as well. 35062. Perfect. Okay. And then the card itself that you guys are going to use, is it going to be a Master, Visa, Discover, American Express?
It's Visa.
Visa. Okay. And then I know the Visa start in the number 4, but I'm ready whenever you are for the card number itself.
Okay. It's 4309-2601.
Oh, give me 1 second. I'm sorry. Oh.
Okay.
Okay. I got 4309.
Yes, 4309-2601-0217-4521.
Okay. And then the expiration date?
2-02-28.
Okay, and then the security code on the back?
670.
Okay. Can I repeat the card number to you? Is that okay?
Yes.
Okay. I just want to be sure it's correct for you here. So I have 4309-2601-0217-4521. Is that correct?
That is correct.
Okay. Now, what I'm going to do here is I'm going to set up a security question for you. Now, make sure that you tell your husband what the security question is and the answer, because you guys are both on the account. This is just a protection for you guys. Again, like I said, we're a Google Premier Channel partner. When we talked before, we always want to make sure that we're always talking to you or Joey. We're not talking to anybody else. It ensures you the same thing. You guys are always talking to us. Okay. So I have three questions. You guys can have one of them. I have your mother's maiden name, I have the city you were born in, or I have your first pet's name. Which one would you like to use?
I think he'll want to do his mother's maiden name, but let me go make sure.
Okay. Okay. No problem.
One security question. Do you want it to be your mother's maiden name?
Yes.
Or they have the city you were born in or your first pet?
Mother's maiden
name. Okay. His mother's maiden name.
Okay. And what's mom's maiden name?
It's Falls. F-A-L-L-S.
Falls. Okay. Give me a sec. Let me put that in there for you. Okay. Perfect. Let's see here. Okay. Okay, so I have that set up for you. Let me just do this. I'm going to read you a voice verification. This is going to be another added form of protection for you, Jody, and for Joey. This is going to have the pricing structure in there. So this is important because this is going to be a recorded line. It's going to be sent to you. I have you on the $249 month to month. So if inflation goes up or our prices change or anything like that, you guys are always insured with this voice verification with the pricing structure that you guys will always be grandfathered in at the $249 rate, okay?
Okay.
Okay, perfect. I'm also going to give you two forms of phone numbers. I'm going to give you our customer support line. That's going to be straight to our tech team itself that you're going to deal with on a daily basis, within giving you the access to give them pictures. And if you guys want to change anything, you guys can contact them. And then I'm also going to give you my direct line here. So if you guys ever did need to get a hold of me for questions, you guys wanted to change something as well, you guys could always feel free to contact me at any time as well, too. Okay?
Okay. Okay, let me get my pants. Hold on.
Okay, no problem.
Okay. Okay, I'm ready.
Okay, here we go. So welcome to Local Slash's voice verification. This call will be recorded for quality assurance to outline the service agreement with Local Slash and is an added form of protection for you. To ensure the accuracy of your order, please state the name of your business.
Vision 7 Exterior Installation.
Perfect. Please state your name and title within the business.
Jody O'Neill. The wife.
The wife of the owner. Okay.
Yes.
Awesome. And then you are authorized to enter this agreement on behalf of the business, correct?
Yes.
Awesome. And then you are an authorized user on the billing of this account, correct?
Yes.
Awesome. Jody, to get results as fast as possible, it is important that you're actively involved in your campaign. As a result of increased visibility, please be advised you may receive calls from third-party vendors unrelated to Local Splash. You will be provided a security question to verify the call is coming from Local Splash and not another company. So that's going to be Joey's mother's maiden name, Falls. Okay?
Yeah. Okay.
Perfect. In hiring Local Splash, do you agree to be responsive to phone calls and emails from Local Splash?
Yes. Yeah.
Okay. I have the customer service number for you when you're ready.
Okay, I'm ready.
It's going to be 877-635-6225.
Okay.
Now, that's going to be the customer support line. That's also the number that we're going to contact you guys at for our onboarding call. So if you want to save that into his phone, your phone, that would be probably ideal for you guys so you know who's calling you at that time. To get a hold of me, it's the same number, just my extension is 203. Okay?
Okay.
And then my name is Charlie, so if you forgot.
Name is Charlie.
Yes.
Extension 203.
Yes. Yes, ma'am.
Okay.
Perfect. Okay. In hiring Local Splash as your certified marketing representative, do you agree to disclose any additional online marketing efforts during the terms of your agreement?
Yes.
Perfect. Yeah. So that question is just, we want to be on the same page. We don't want you to have like two websites out there or anything like that. We're taking care of that. So you don't, you don't need somebody. Yeah. That's what I was going to say. You don't need somebody else to facilitate anything because this is the one-stop shop that you don't need to pay anything extra for. Absolutely. So your payment for initial term and account setup will be charged today, which is July 29th. In the non-refundable amount of the $348, when the second payment is complete, your agreement will automatically renew each month on the 29th in the amount of just $249. Now, this is a recurring payment. Now, Jody, you may pause or discontinue your agreement at any time by contacting client support at the 877 number that I gave you to prevent to prevent charges for your next month of service. Contact client support at least 3 business days before your next billing cycle is due. Okay?
Okay.
Okay. Do you agree and renew? Do you agree? Let me see. Do you understand and agree to these renewal and cancellation terms?
Yes.
Okay. Now, I'm going to set up an onboarding call with you guys as well. What is a good time for you guys, either tomorrow or Wednesday? Now, they're going to probably reach out to Joey first, but what time do you think would be good for you guys?
Probably tomorrow will be better, and probably around, I don't know. I don't know the time. That's good.
Okay, so I'll give you this time. So we're going to be open for you Monday through Friday, 9 a.m. to 6 p.m. every day for you guys, okay? Now, the onboarding calls, they are about 30 to 45 minutes long. So I would say kind of put a window in for an hour. I can get you an onboarding call anytime from 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. 2 o'clock is when my tech team does go to lunch, so I just want to let you know there that that's
maybe
that's
around 5 will be good.
5 p.m.?
5 o'clock, would that be good? Okay.
Okay, perfect. I'm going to book it right now. I'm going to send you, I'm going to send the email to Joey, so he'll actually have it in his email, because it's going to go to the email that's on file. And then you should have received a couple text messages. So everything went through on my end. So I do want to formally welcome you. We are like a family here. So if you feel like you're not getting something, or you want to ask questions, or you need help with something, please reach out to us. Communication is key on our end as well as your end. So we're going to reach out to you. We're going to tell you all the updates and stuff like that. If you guys want to do like a special or target a specific area different than what you guys already have, that's not a problem for us. Just let us know about it and we'll get it done for you, okay?
Okay.
So you should have received a text message. It does say your husband's name, but it says, Joey, thanks for choosing Local Splash. We sent a copy of the invoice that we have on file to your email, and then it'll say there, please click here for terms and experience for the subscription. Click that link there.
I'll see it. Okay.
It's just going to take you to our terms and agreements there. On the bottom, there's going to be two checkboxes, one that card authorization holder. The other one's going to be SMSs, just in case you guys don't answer. We will send you a text. And then you're just going to sign his name, Joey O'Neill, because it was on his card there. Once you sign it, or once you hit confirm, it's going to take you to a username and password login page. Let me know when you get to that point.
Okay.
No rush. Okay. And I'm going to send this over to you via email.
Okay, I got there. Username and password.
Perfect. So we did send you the username in your text messages. Let me see. Excuse me. Sorry about that. Let me see if it came through. I want to make sure it went through to you. It doesn't look like it's gone through yet. They had to build it out.
No, I haven't got one either.
Okay, so you'll receive a text message in a little bit. It's going to have your username, which is just going to be the phone number, Joey's phone number, the 4155. And then they're going to send you a text message, and right next to the number, it'll say password, and then you'll be able to log in. Once you log in, there's not going to be anything to look at yet because we haven't started. We got to build everything out for you guys. But that's where you're going to be able to track everything. So we didn't go over this, but we actually track everything. You'll be able to access your website through there. You're going to be able to see how well your Google listing is performing, as well as the Facebook retargeting campaigns. Okay?
Okay.
Perfect.
Okay. Well, I got to get back to where it told me the login was. I'm sorry. I might have to go back to the email and do it again.
No, it's okay. Once we send you the text message will have a link there where you'll be able to access that.
Okay, and it'll have the code, too, that I need?
Yes, ma'am. Yep. It'll have the code with
his phone number?
With the link. Yeah, it should be coming in here shortly. shortly. Oh, it actually just came in. I see that it went out. It says local splash, and it'll say, welcome, here are your credentials for your client dashboard, username, password, and then right under the username and password, there's a link there that says my.localsplash.com.
Okay, I still haven't got it in the text message, so I'll just wait a minute.
Okay, yeah, it says sent out, so it should be there for you.
We're expanding. Yes.
I'm sorry. I'm trying to do too many things.
It's okay. I was going to say, so you have everything in his email, got sent to him as well, so he should be good there. I also sent him the invitation in a Google Calendar for 5 p.m. Central Time tomorrow, okay?
Okay.
Okay.
So,
go ahead.
End of it, I mean, the login is going to be 41. Oh, it says your link is trying to access and expired. Okay, well, let's do that now.
For the, which one?
When I was trying to get the email to log in.
Okay.
I still haven't got the
text message.
No, I still haven't got it. Let me get my phone. You sent it to my number or to his?
I sent it to your phone number.
Okay, hold on a minute. Let me go get my phone because my kid has it.
Okay.
When I get a text message, give it to me. Okay. Here we go. Thank you for sending. Okay, so please click on the...
Okay, so there's going to be three messages that went out to you. So the first one that you got to do is the Joey. Did you do the terms and conditions yet?
Yes, I already did that one.
Okay, so then the next one, it's just going to say local splash welcome, and then it says here are your credentials, and then you'll be able to click that link, and you'll be able to put the username and password in there.
Okay, and hold on a minute.
Mm-hmm.
Sorry.
No, it's okay. Take your time.
Okay, so then I already did the click the box. So now I can log in. Okay, right here. And then let me try to log this in to make sure I'm right. But while I have you on the phone.
Okay. Yeah, no, absolutely. Take your time. I want to make sure you have everything up and running for you right now. So then that way you guys are, there's no questions. Were you like, was I supposed to do this?
Right. We're working on your account. Check back in 2 to 3 business days.
Perfect. So you're logged in. You're going to start to see once we have that onboarding call, everything's going to start to get uploaded in there.
Okay, that's perfect. Okay, and then I'm going to go and write this down so that when he calls and says, I don't know what to do, I can give this to him right here. You know what? I could probably forward this to him, can I?
Yeah, you can forward all of it to you. Yep, absolutely.
Okay. Okay, got it. Okay, sorry. Okay, now we can finish talking. I'm sorry.
Perfect. Okay, well, I was going to say, I have everything set up here. What I'm going to do is I'm going to work on your account, and I'm going to get everything ready for tomorrow's call. My tech team is going to come ready with, keyword searches, everything like that. They're going to ask for your pictures for the website. Now, question here, do you guys have a domain name, or do you guys need help with that?
Okay, what is that?
Okay, so domain name is going to be like, it's going to say like www.vision7exteriorinstallations.com.
Oh,
that's going to be a domain name.
Okay.
We can purchase that for you. It won't cost you anything extra. I just want to know if you guys have one or not. If not, don't worry about it.
We want it to have Vision 7 in it, for sure.
Okay. I'm going to tell my tech team, like, they don't have one, but they – and then to go
and
over that with you. Yeah.
If he gets to where he has one, when they talk tomorrow, then he can say, you know, this is what I want to use or whatever, right?
Yeah, so absolutely. Can like, you can give the suggestions like, hey, can you see if this is available? And then they'll give you suggestions like, the .com isn't available, but maybe .net is, and then we'll be able to facilitate that for you. Yeah,
okay.
Absolutely.
Okay.
Okay. Perfect. So I'm going to get started here on this so that way I can send it over to them. Do you have any questions for me at this point or anything like that?
I don't think so.
Okay, I know I went over a lot. I'm sorry.
No, that's fine. No, you're fine.
Well, like I said, you have my direct extension, so if you need to get a hold of me and ask me more questions or anything like that, like I said, feel free to do so. We're open from 9 a.m. to 6 p.m. Central Time for you, okay?
Okay, that sounds great. Thank you
Perfect.
So much, Charlie. I appreciate
No problem. You have a great evening, and then I'll talk to you tomorrow evening, and then we'll get ready with you and my tech team, and we'll get started working on your guys' stuff here.
Okay, thank you so much.
No problem. Have a good evening.
All right, okay,
bye-bye.
Bye-bye.